Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principle from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, already in progress.
If I tell you that it makes no difference what you do as a Christian, you're saved by grace, so you can do whatever you want to do. I mean, there's people saying that.
I know, but that's a lie.
That is a lie. In fact, I was listening to one of the Christian television deal the other day, and I heard a good preacher, and he is a well-known good preacher, but he said, we're saved by grace, and once we're saved, you don't ever have to repent of sin again. I heard him say that myself, and I thought, oh, my gosh. He said, no, it's all taken care of. Once you accept Jesus, now you're saved by grace, and you don't ever have to confess sin, and you don't ever have to pray again for yourself. I thought, I can't believe a pastor as big as this guy is that preaches to the millions of people he preaches to doesn't know that the Lord clearly told us in his word that we are to confess our sin. Because we all know we have sinned at different times, right? So if the scripture says you are to confess your sin and believe that you're forgiven, then you need to do that. Now, let me tell you, as I looked at that story that guy was saying, talking about, you don't have to confess sin no more. Immediately, the story of Jenna come to my heart. Here's a little girl that was 6 years old that had eczema all over her body. I mean, she had sores everywhere. The mother and daddy both repented of every sin they could think of. And that little girl, we prayed for that little girl for a year and a half and no results. But we kept praying. Finally, after a year and a half, I told the husband, I said, I want you and your wife to go to God with Jeremiah 33:3, which says you can call unto me and I will answer you. I said, I want you to take that scripture. I want you to go to the Lord. And I want you to ask him, what did y'all do that caused him to curse your child with this sickness? And most people don't believe God can curse his children with sickness anymore, but boy, it's in the Bible. He said, how long do we have to pray, Pastor? I said, until he answers. So they prayed for 3 weeks. And then the Lord spoke to the mother and said, lying and deception. She called me that morning after she had heard the Lord's voice and told me what she had heard. And I said, well, Sally, do you know what that means, lying and deception? She said, yes, I do. And it's amazing. We'd been trying to get rid of all of their sin for a year and a half. We thought we had confessed every sin known to man. But we didn't, because we didn't know about the lying and deception. She had forgotten it. And so anyway, I said, what does that mean? She said, well, when I was 39, my husband was 43. And I went to my husband and told him, honey, before I get too old I want to have babies, I want one more child. My husband said, honey, I'm 43 years old. Our kids are nearly grown. I don't want any more children. I don't want to start over with little ones. And she said, okay, I will do everything I can to keep from getting pregnant. But she said, I lied. I did everything I could to get pregnant. And then when I got pregnant, I went to my husband and said, oh, honey, I was doing everything I could to keep from getting pregnant. But it must be God's will for us to have a baby because I'm pregnant. So they had this little girl. She carried her 9 months. She delivered normal. But whenever they had the child, the little child was covered with these sores. And we got pictures, all kinds of pictures out there in the hallway of this child. And she said, wow. So I said, well, that's it. There's absolutely no doubt about it. That's the problem. So I said, did you ask your husband to forgive you? And she said, I did. I said, did he forgive you? And she said, oh, yes. I said, did you ask God to forgive you? And she said, yes. I said, well, he always forgives us. Isn't it wonderful when Jesus says, confess your sins and I will forgive you? So anyway, she confessed her sin to her husband and to the Lord. I said, now then I can pray the prayer of faith for the healing of your daughter. And she said, Pastor, now that I've learned it was my sin that made her sick, I don't want her just to be healed. I said, what do you mean? She said, you showed us if we walk in obedience to God's word, We can ask God for anything. John 14, 13 and 14 clearly says we can ask for anything. Does it say that? John 14, 13, 14 clearly says that if you come to the Lord, you can ask him for anything. So I said, well, so Sally, what do you want the Lord to do for your baby? She said, I want you to ask God to give my child a brand new coat of skin. Now, do you believe God can do that?
Amen.
Oh, boy. That ain't no problem for the master, is it, George?
It's not.
Obviously, it's not. If you hadn't ever looked at those pictures out there when you leave today, you need to look at them. So anyway, we prayed the prayer of faith after she repented of her sins. Now remember, I've heard this story now that once you sin after you're saved by grace, you don't never have to confess sin again. But we had confessed sin, everything we could think of, and could not get this little girl healed until we found the right sin. And then when we confessed it, and she confessed it, and her husband confessed it, and then I prayed the prayer of faith after they were clean and pure. In 2 weeks, that little girl did not have a mark on her body, nowhere. She's completely healed. We got a beautiful letter from the family just this last year. They said, thank God for the Living Savior Ministries. Said, Jenna is now 17. She just had her 17th birthday and said, her skin is so beautiful, it just glows. They were so grateful for that little girl. She's so beautiful. God did not want them to sin. He did not want that mother to lie and deceive her husband. That didn't fit the rules, did it? When it says, wives, submit to your own husbands and everything, obey them. Wives, obey your husband. If the husband said, honey, we don't want no more children. We got all the children we want. Case closed. That's it. No more children. Is that right? Who's the boss in the home? According to the word, the husband. And every wife is to submit to him. Now then, let's go on and let's go to the next verse and let's read on her, honey.
The purpose of my instruction is that all believers would be filled with love that comes from a pure heart, a clear conscience, and genuine faith. But some people have missed this whole point. They have turned away from these things and spend their time in meaningless discussions.
No way. No. Do you see this same kind of thing happening today? It's amazing, you know, that we turn away from, I mean, we as Christians are to be a child of a pure heart. I got to be able to trust you with my life, right, George?
Amen.
As a son of God and a daughter of God, we need to be able to trust each other with our lives. This is, I mean, we're to come from a pure heart. I mean, absolutely a pure heart and continue to live in faith. But some people have missed this point completely. In other words, how in the world did a man, and I know there's lots of teachers on TBN and Daystar and a lot of good ones, and I think he's a good one, you know. I mean, he's really a good teacher, but that one point, he's wrong. I mean, anytime you tell me that you do not have to confess sin anymore, you've missed it. Because if you sin, see, here's something that we've missed. When we sin, we fall from grace. When we fall from grace, we fall back under the law. So now then, you're going to be led by the law. That's just like driving out there on that highway. When I get in my car and I'm driving down that highway, if the speed limit says 70 miles an hour, what am I supposed to do? Drive 70 or under, right? Okay, if I want to drive 65, is that okay? If I want to drive 55, is that okay? Do they have a minimum speed out there? I don't know it. If they did, I've never seen it. You know, I mean, is there a minimum speed on the interstate? I don't know. Like, if there is, I've never seen it. You know, used to, they'd say maximum 70 and minimum 45. But I hadn't seen those signs in a long time. So they may still be out there. I just don't see them. But I do know that the speed limit maximum is posted pretty regular. It says speed limit 70 miles an hour. I know that I'm supposed to drive 70 or under. And if I do, they have no legal right to stop me for nothing. Right? And usually they won't. So you won't have to have no problem. But that's, I'm supposed to continue from a pure heart. And I'm supposed to walk in faith. Some people have missed this point completely. And they've turned away from learning, walking by faith. Next, go ahead and read a little more, honey. Next verse. Okay, there we are.
They want to be known as teachers of the law of Moses. but they don't know what they're talking about, even though they speak so confidently. We know that the law is good when used correctly.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I studied this out years. I mean, I read about the law, and to me it was very confusing. One area you read about how you're under law, and then you read a place where it says you're not under law, but you're under grace. And so I get to thinking, well, what am I? So anyway, it's scattered all over the book. And so anyway, when you finally come to a scripture like this one that Cheryl's fixing to read, the next one, I want you to read the next verse and see what it says.
For the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It is for people who are lawless and rebellious.
Okay, now hold it a second right there. Who is the law for? According to the word, who is the law for? Is it for the righteous Christian?
No.
Do we have to worry about the law as righteous Christians?
No,
we're not under the law. Not under the law at all. So when I go out there on that freeway, if I drive under 70 miles an hour, I don't have to worry about the police stopping me. You know, there's nothing, there's not anything wrong. They don't stop me. They let me go, and I can just barrel down the road. It's 65, 70 miles an hour, or 50 miles an hour, whatever I want to do. And I have no problem, and they don't want, because I'm not under law. I'm under grace, and the grace is I have the privilege to drive my car on the highway. You know, that's grace. You know that? You know, they don't have to give you that right. They give it to you because they want to. And the same way here with this. These people, the law, this scripture is for those that are, we'll read that again. Start at the beginning of that verse.
For the law was not intended for people who do what is right. It is for people who are lawless and rebellious, who are ungodly and sinful, who consider nothing sacred and defile what is holy, who kill their father or mother or commit other murders. The law is for people who are sexually immoral or who practice homosexuality or are slave traders, liars, promise breakers, or who do anything else that contradicts the wholesome teaching.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Who is the law for? The law is for those that disobey God.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.